Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks so much for coming on and joining us today. For those of us who don't know, what are vapes? And what might be a difficult question, but what actually makes them dangerous in the hands of young people?
Well, Jesse, vapes have become very common over the last half a dozen years, and they really come in a couple of forms. You can have vapes that you can keep refilling with chemicals, or you can buy what's known as single-use vape pens. So ones that we're seeing quite significantly taken up across young children or young adults and high school kids has been what's known as single-use vape pens. And, you know, the problem we have with them is that they are very easy to use, very easy to take to school and vape while you're in school. And what we really find a concern is that the uptake is becoming significant. And what's really concerning is the fact that what's in those chemicals is harmful. And in addition to that, some of them have nicotine in them, which means young kids and young adults are being addicted to nicotine, which is really a lifelong of misery, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And so with the knowledge that we have about vapes and understanding that most of them aren't the kind of nicotine-free and safe alternative to smoking that I suppose we first thought, what do you think can account for this sort of risk-taking behaviour in young people knowing the health risks?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think there's been a perception over the last number of years that vape pens are safer than cigarettes and not as harmful as cigarettes, and we've proven that's just not true. What's really concerning is we just really don't know what's in some of those chemicals. What we know is those chemicals are harmful to young adults. And in addition to that, what's, I suppose, appealing to kids and young adults is they're cool. You know, they're different to traditional cigarettes. So, you know, they look like a USB. You can whack them in your pencil case and take them to school. And then they come in many different flavours, so that increases the attractiveness to young kids. And the combination of them being cool, being flavoured, means we're seeing a significant uptake in the use of vape pens by kids in the sort of 14 to 17 age group, and then by young adults in the 18 to 24 age group.
Yeah, we're really seeing this vape culture kind of assume relevance in high schools at the moment. What do you think can kind of be done to help combat this issue in schools?
Well, I think a combination of threats. First, there's got to be an increasing education in schools about the harm that's associated with that. And I think many schools are actually waking up to this and taking their own action. But that can be done at a federal and a state level to make sure that those high school students know about the, you know, the risks and the harm that comes from that. I think a broader issue is we've just got to stop these things coming in. And what's happening is that they are coming in online. So people are buying them online in bulk, taking them to school and then selling them in the schoolyard to their friends. And that's really something that we have to try and get on top of it, because we don't know where they're coming from. We don't know the quality of them. And importantly, those that have nicotine in them are actually illegal.
You've mentioned them being online, and we're seeing a growing dependence of social media with influencers actually being sponsored by these e-cigarette companies to endorse the use of vapes and almost make them even more attractive to especially high school students. Do you have any advice for parents with children who not only have access to social media but are exposed to these sorts of advertisements and are potentially at risk of this in high school?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head again, Jesse. What we saw in the US was those vape manufacturers targeting young adults and kids through social media by using the coolness of it. So I think for me, the message is simple to those parents. If you're seeing your kids vape, you need to stop them doing that. It's harmful. It's going to lead to a lifelong addiction to nicotine. And you need to really educate them in the harm that's going to be associated with this long-term addiction to nicotine and what's in those chemicals.
Yeah, definitely. We still don't know exactly the kind of harmful benefits that are, the harmful risks, sorry, that are associated with vapes. And I suppose seeing the kind of rise in young people using them is so alarming, especially in high schools. So thank you so much, Bruce, for joining us today. We really, really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jesse. Have a good day.